Welcome back, guys. Another episode here. It's been a while.
It has, hasn't it?
It actually has been a while.
Got a new guest today.
We've had a lot of guests pull the pin last second, which is not nice.
All others fault.
Coming after you.
All others fault. More guests rock up, see?
Oh, yeah. It's actually James. This is James. No, we actually do have a few guests lined up now. Hopefully a new episode's coming out soon. Today we are very lucky to be joined by Lucas Inglese, up and coming again. We'll get into his story.
National team player.
Yeah. And he's also faced a bit of adversity too, so we'll get into that, have a chat. Before we get into that, a bit of housekeeping. Mateo,
as you love to say. So we've started the YouTube channel now. So if any of you could jump on, support that, like, subscribe, share, do all the stuff you know that you need to do. Our socials, everything like that. We're gonna get some really big guests on coming on up. So make sure to subscribe to all our channels and follow, like, and keep up to date with everything.
All good. You done?
Housekeeping done. Right, let's get into it.
So I heard you're actually a bit nervous today. Is that true?
That's very true, yeah. It's the first time doing something like this, so.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How'd you sleep?
I slept all right.
Yeah?
Don't worry. Ali doesn't sleep before a podcast.
I set a couple of alarms just to make sure I don't miss it, but yeah, all good.
So I guess we'll start from the start, as we always do.
Well, that makes a bit of sense, bro.
I mean, I was a career mate, smart ass.
Sorry,
so I guess where did the... Well, actually, this is a bit of a background first. Yeah. So, how old are you? Where do you play?
So, I'm 19 years old. At the moment, I'm playing at South Melbourne in the 21s.
Mm-hmm.
Had a few senior opportunities in pre-season, but at the moment, haven't officially made a debut as such in senior football.
Yeah, cool. So, where did you start playing? How did it come about?
Yeah, so I started when I was about 5 years old, 5 or 6. Started playing at Avondale, mm-hmm. just locally. With my brother, and we played there for all of 12 years. And then during COVID, as COVID hit, things started to sort of go in a different direction there. So we both made the move over to South Melbourne, and ever since then, I haven't really looked back.
So I don't know if this is the rumor I hear, but apparently you're the better brother out of the Inglese brothers. Is true?
That's definitely
true.
Can
you confirm?
I can confirm. With your
yeah, it's official.
Sorry about that.
Confirmed. Sorry, Christian.
Sorry, man.
You're a good bloke, but apparently he's better than you. So.
I am.
So what got you into football? Was it seeing your brother play? Obviously being younger? Or?
Well, we actually started at the same time. So
okay.
I won't get into it too much because he spoke about it. But
we
used to go watch our dad play just locally. And then that sort of brought our love for the game. Because we'd never actually watch, we'd actually just be playing on pitch.
Yeah. So I guess from there, you've come up the ranks. Now you're at South Melbourne. Also, I've heard that you had a little stint in the national team.
I did, yeah.
Do you want to take us through
team.
That? How did that come about? How'd you get picked? What was it like?
So originally I was picked from the schoolboys team, the Victorian schoolboys team. There was a tournament up in Brisbane in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, they told us at the start that 18 or so players will be picked for an Australian schoolboys team, which will go overseas in January of that next year. So played that tournament, did pretty well. We ended up coming second. And from that, I got announced as, you know, the 16th or 17th player. And I was stoked with that. Like, that was massive for me. And then it was just about getting prepared for January to go overseas with the Australian schoolboys team. And just before going over there, about a week before I was training, and I rolled my ankle, like sprained it. One of the worst ankle injuries I've had. And I literally went there and I was like, nah, I'm still going to go. I'm still going to do everything. So I strapped it, all that. As I got on the plane, all good. But when I got off the plane in England, in Manchester,
blew.
And I was like, shit. Like, I didn't want to tell these guys. I was fuck, like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Do I tell them? Do I be honest? Do I tell them when I did it? So I just thought, we'll just try and get through it, strap it up, and see what happens for the next 4 weeks.
And what happened?
So basically, we played against teams like England, Scotland, Ireland. Like, these are all national teams that we played, like not schoolboys teams. We lost to England 1-0, ended up beating Scotland like 3-2. That was a crazy game. And then lost to Northern Ireland. But that experience was surreal. Like, we saw things like St. James Park, where the England national team train. That was insane.
Crazy. What did you think? I mean, obviously playing massive teams like that, national teams, what was something that stood out for you in terms of, was it something in quality, was it physicality, what was it that really stood out?
Probably more just the pace of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from NPL to national sort of thing, it was just the pace of the game and how quick, and even their thinking. Thinking is just so much quicker than than what I was doing at that time.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
I was going to ask you also, well, you were a centre back, yeah?
Yeah.
How did you find that? Like, obviously, going overseas was a lot more physical as a centre back. Do you have to be more tactically sort of, do you have to adapt to the way they sort of played, or?
Sort of, yeah. You have to sort of get used to the way the coach wants you to play also, not even just overseas, but the way a different coach wants you to play. So I was more that centre back who would like to drive with it, look for a diag every now and again, split the midfield. But over there, it was very much just, you know, hit your fullback, let them do the thing, you know.
Did any opportunities come out? Like, was there any sort of people looking at those games? Or
There were definitely people looking, and I got a few, like, things, but nothing concrete, like no official academy office or anything like that.
That's fair enough.
Was it, because I know, like, we sort of, when we went and played a tournament overseas for the first time in Europe, me personally, like, you get a bit of confidence, depending on how you play, right? You sort of, like, think to yourself, oh, you know what, I can do this.
Yeah.
Did you have that happen to you?
Yeah.
Or was it more like a humbling, like, oh, fuck?
No, it was a bit of both, but when I came back, I felt, like, super confident, and that was the season when COVID came in. We only played about 5 games, but I had started the season so well that year, and obviously COVID ruined the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I felt really good coming back when I came back, and I was hoping to achieve something in that sort of year.
Well, I feel that's an interesting point, because I feel like coming back from Europe, you feel like here, like you're miles ahead in terms of just thinking, your professionalism, everything. You see things differently. But then when you're there, I feel like it's just a roller coaster, because you get your confidence up, and then you come up the next week against the top team, and you're like, shit.
Yeah.
Now this every week it's like, you know. Whereas, you know, in the NPL you're playing, or even anywhere here, you got those tough games, but you got those games that are easy.
Yeah.
And you sort of breeze through. Whereas there, it's like, shit, man, you gotta be on it every single game, session, and every single game. So I feel like it's a big thing that a lot of players that have been to, like, Europe, or let's say Europe, come back here, they set a standard, let's say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then the problem is keeping that standard.
That's another problem. Exactly right.
And then you fall into that hole that we've spoken about.
Yeah. It's got a whole other conversation that we could get into.
Yeah. So obviously, actually, we saw one of your goals a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
James, if you want to put it up here somewhere.
Put it in there.
Make sure, JJ.
Don't, we're not just going to tell you, and then you say, yeah. What are we paying for?
I'll send it to you, don't worry.
Yeah,
make sure you make it, bro.
All right, make sure. All right, all right, good. Because if you don't, you're out. James, go on. No. So, obviously, you know, I think you've... Is it safe to say you've had a decent start to the season? After a goal like that, once you see these.
Definitely,
And now, obviously, we'll get into maybe injury a little bit. So coming from that, scoring a screamer, to now on the sidelines watching your team play, do you want to...
The joys of football.
The joys of football. What happened? How do you feel?
So basically, let's say about on the 1st of April, April Fool's, it wasn't a funny joke, but I tore my meniscus playing on a synthetic at Oakley. And I think 2 weeks after I tore it, I was told I needed surgery, and then I was fit in for surgery. So 2 weeks post-surgery now, getting back into things, but still not ready to play.
How did you do it? Was it a sort of movement? Or?
So I planted in the ground and sort of hyperextended, and then tried to avoid contact. So it's sort of the twisting motion that did it.
Sounds nice.
Did you feel a pop?
I didn't feel a pop. I told the coach, I said, give me 5 minutes, I'll walk it off. But nothing.
But of the injury,
what, do you have on film?
I've got it on film.
Nah,
I
will come. This guy doesn't want to put the goal in.
No, I'll put everything in this guy.
We'll put your knee in.
But watching the team play is one of the hardest things I'll do, because you have no control over the result. And especially, it's easy when they're winning. When they're winning, no worries. Yeah. But when they're struggling, when they're drawing, and when they get a couple results that don't go our way, that's the hardest part.
Because you feel like you want to help, but you can't.
But I almost feel like winning, I'm burning. Like, same. I'm out at the moment, and I'm like, man, I just want to be a part of this shit. It's like after the game, I feel like an intruder.
Yeah.
Because I've done nothing, you know, because like, I'm injured at the moment, and it's like, man, I just want to be out there. I don't know.
It's just crazy, man. Like, that's been me for the last 7 months. Yeah, I'm torn in between, like, so, like, even if my team's winning, I'll try and stay, like, distracted watching. Yeah. I'll be talking to people because like I don't want to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm watching. Obviously, you want to support course, the boys, of course. But it's like it still hurts.
100%.
Even when they win, it's like you said, you walk into the.
It's not like if you're obviously good for your team, but you want to be. You feel a bit like left out. Let's say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
for me, it's always that like fear. It's always that fear of like being forgotten.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the team's on a high, and then you're just sort of just there.
And that's one thing, like. Obviously, you can relate to this, but I was actually having this conversation with my girlfriend the other day. It's weird, but I was saying how in football, everyone sees like the glamour of whatever you play at, but you know, they're superstar. But I go, see, like things like this, injuries, you're part of a squad, but you're very isolated at the same time. Like, I'm saying if you're at the top level, this is a bit different, but you know, you could be on a high like yourself, and then now you're near the senior squad, injury happens. Not that you've forgotten about, but you have to do the work. Down. You're up, it's up to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it becomes a mental battle with yourself that people don't see. They just think, oh yeah, this guy, you know, he's a soccer player. I don't want to do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I feel like that is something that it's hard, man, when you go through that, especially yourself being young.
Yeah.
But look, man, I'm sure you got a lot of years ahead of you.
Yeah, I got the right support too. So
yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
So I guess what's next for Lucas Inglese? What's the goal? What's the dream? How far are you going
to
take it?
The dream would be to play professionally, whether that be TL or overseas, anywhere. But obviously, got to get myself right this year, try and break into a senior squad here somehow, and then hopefully from then on just keep pushing.
Is there, would you actually look into trialing overseas? Is that something?
Definitely. If I had the right like people to go see and trial with.
Our people talk to your people. Sort of.
Yeah, I definitely would.
Hey, he's a Verratti, yeah?
Have you, apart from the schoolboys, have you had any other like trial experience overseas or?
Nothing overseas. That was the first time I'd actually been overseas. So to go overseas for football in general, that was crazy.
Were you based in London?
Yeah, I was based in London, but we also went to like Scotland, Wales and Ireland.
Oh, so he's actually played
in
your own country.
We did like a tour, type of thing.
Was there any players that you've versed that have now like turned professional or?
There's players I've played with who are playing in the A-League.
Okay.
But I don't really know any of the names from the overseas boys.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Interesting, man. It's funny how it puts everything into perspective, I reckon, a tournament like that. Like you hear, you dream about it.
Yeah.
And then when you go there, it's a whole nother.
It's exactly
right.
It's like, for example, when we went and we were versing the likes of Real Madrid, you know, Panathinaikos, all these clubs. It's like, I'd love to see a lot of where these players are now, because it shows you how like hard it is to make it.
Yeah.
Like, even they used to tell us, it's like these Real Madrid players, there was 11 of them or whatever there was, like in the tournament. And it's like, probably not even one is going to get near Madrid
if they're
lucky. You know what I mean? And it puts it into perspective, and it's like, who knows where these guys are playing now?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, it shows you how competitive and how hard it is to make it.
I remember it was like 2 years before we were there, the only one that had made
Morata,
it
Morata, I think.
And no, Varane.
Yeah, Varane, that's it. And was Morata playing that tournament?
I think so as well. Yeah. But yeah.
And then you know who else played in the tournament? Do you remember him? Hashim Mastour from Milan, the wonder kid?
I don't, to be honest.
Yeah, you might be a bit young. But anyway, he was meant to be, like, honestly, remember him, man?
Yeah,
he
was
commercial with Neymar, everything. Meant to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know where he's playing now, to be honest with you.
I think he's in like Serie C.
He was in like, he was at Regina in Serie C at one stage, couldn't even get a game there.
Yeah.
But that was like, obviously, mentality, and it shows, man, like, you know, you don't want to peak at 18.
Oh, no way, yeah.
That, like, all these people, like, they've already hailed these kids at like 18. And
yeah.
Like, give the kid a chance. Like, let him develop.
Let him grow, yeah.
And then that's like when you see who they're going to be, because you don't want to peak at 18.
Yeah.
And with social media and everything, people and media the way it is, it's hype.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you just stay on your own, like, stay in your own lane.
Stay in your own lane,
it's the best way to be.
So have you had, I guess, a few training sessions with the seniors? Obviously, you said you were, like, sort of on the brink.
Yeah.
How are you finding that process, trying to break in?
So I trained with them all the pre-season.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was pretty much once a week when they needed sort of a centre-back, I'd go up and train with them during the season. Breaking into that squad is tough.
Yeah.
Like, I won't lie. You go into that change room and you look at the players around, you're like, there's some quality boys here.
Yeah.
And obviously, centre back, it's a tough position for a young kid to come in and play at South Melbourne with the fans they got and everything like that.
They're doing well, aren't
yeah,
they? Like well. It's hard to break into a team that's doing well. Yeah.
They're second on the ladder, flying at the moment. Players are coming back from injury, so it's even harder. But yeah, at the moment, just doing my best to get my knee right, and then we'll see what happens from there.
How was the change room experience walking in?
That was scary because it was COVID. It was 2021 when I first got the opportunity to train there. They were in the FFA. It was the FFA Cup at the time. Now it's the Australia Cup.
Yeah.
But they were playing against Melbourne City in a few weeks, so they got workers' permit things to allow them to train. So I went there one night and I walked in the change room and I was just like, whoa, like, oh, who are all these players? Yeah. Like, I knew them as well, but they had no idea who I was. And I'm just like, well, I watch you guys on TV and all this stuff. And then you look at the dressing room, like they've got Powerade, they've got protein, they've got all this stuff. They've got their lockers, they've got their gym in the change room. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It's pretty intimidating when you first go there. But then as you get onto the pitch, it sort of settles itself down.
Yeah, forget about all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have like a change room moment? Was there someone that like, you know, without mentioning names, was there like a, you know,
welcome to the club,
yeah,
you know?
There is one, yeah. The first year when I first went there, it's just like, he hammered me.
Yeah.
I think I gave the ball away and he's like, you know, if you don't want to be here, you know, you can go back to the 20s or whatever. Yeah.
There's always one.
Yeah. But nah, generally speaking, they're all good lads.
That's good. Yeah. It makes a big difference, I feel.
Yeah, 100%.
And also, like, I suppose with the coach, if there's a coach that also, I guess, gives you a bit of trust, obviously you can see something in you.
Yeah.
Because I remember my first experience in a senior team here in NPL. Was that Pascal back in the day? I was only a kid.
Like military over there, man.
Literally, I don't want to mention the name because he's still around. But I was 16, and it was like you, like they needed a winger or something for a training session. I got called up, and me being you probably remember when I was 16, I was all about tricks.
Yeah, he's Ronaldo, man. Socks, paper.
That's all. That's it. Like, I wouldn't pass the ball off unless I did a step over, something like that. Right?
You actually, you've changed heaps, man. As a player.
And I remember like I was playing on the left. He put me on the left, and we're doing like a shooting drill.
Yeah.
And like it got it played into me, and it was a little bit too far to play it first time with my left. So I did a Rabona, right?
Yeah.
The cross was fine.
Yeah.
But oh my god, he stopped the session. What the fuck? And like lost it at me, and I was like, man, like relax, like what happened? Like it was a good cross. Yeah. The guy got a shot away. The play finished, and I ran back.
Use your left foot, so you improvised.
So he gave it to me, and then I went back and lined up, and like guy went in front of me, and then it was me again. I'm like, do I do it again?
You did it, did you?
I did it again. And that was me. Literally, you know what's funny, bro? Like, everyone stopped that time. Because they're like, here we go.
Yeah.
But, man, at that age, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're just confident.
Yeah, that's another
thing. You know what I mean?
Like, straight out, that, I get, like, but that just tells me the mentality of people here.
You like, take that away football. From someone, man.
As in, if that's part of, like, as in, this is why I find here, for example, let's say use Neymar as an example, he would never be Neymar if he grew up here.
Because
it'd be kicked out of him. You're a hero, you're a this man, that's him expressing himself on the field. Like it's not being a smart like that is not being a smart ass, man.
No.
It's part of your like your skills, your repertoire.
The way he goes about
that's the way you play, man. That's what makes every player different.
Yeah.
Like alright, there's time and place to do it, but obviously by what you're saying, it was the time. Like you couldn't get your foot on
it's just
but you improvise, 100%, man. Like 100%. You don't just say, hey, I'm gonna Rabona it. Like a lot of the times it just happens.
Yeah.
And
exactly,
you
yeah.
improvise.
You don't even think. It's sort of just
And see for me, that's what we've always battled with, being like attacking players, is like you feel like you're always on the shackle here, man. Like that is a prime example. And that's one thing. I don't know now in that level, at NPL level, has it sort of changed? Are there people coming in there with different mentalities? Because like we've been out of that scene
a while. It basically depends on your coach.
Yeah.
Our coach gives us, in that final third, it's the green zone. It gives us freedom.
Of course.
You know, dribble there, do what you want.
Yeah.
As long as you're not ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly right.
But
it's all within reason.
Do what you want.
Definitely.
It's all within reason, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good to hear. Because I think it needs to change, man.
Yeah,
like
100%.
Definitely.
There's got to be that. Of course, those players need to be let. They're loose, 100%. Man. That's I know me myself as a player, as like an attacking player. I play my best when I'm instinctive.
Yeah.
I can sort of have that, you know, as things come, you see things, yeah. you do things. It's like, you can't be too regimented.
Yeah.
And I feel
yeah.
like it's important for young players to like let them express, because the more confident they get,
yeah.
the more you're going to get out of them.
Yeah,
it's a huge thing in football.
I wanted to ask as well, obviously you being a centre-back,
yeah.
has there been a moment, maybe here, maybe in the tournament overseas, where you thought, I'm in trouble here? Like, this guy, he knows me. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's got my number.
Yeah, he's got my number.
There hasn't been a moment like that. There's been moments where I've been beaten and I've thought, I'm not going to let that happen again. And usually my thing is, because I'm quite quick, even if I get beaten and I've got long legs, I'm yeah. able to like, either
recover.
You see
recover. How tall this guy is, man?
I'm able to
like
recover.
Varane or like Saliba.
I look man. Like Varane.
Yeah, you actually do.
James,
put a photo up of Varane next to him, all
right? Yeah. So, again, he laughs. Do it.
Oh God.
So then what's like your worst nightmare as a centre back? Like what's the worst striker you can play against?
Someone who's got a lot of skill, just because as a defender I'm not supposed to make the first move, but when they're pulling these step overs and cutting in one side, cutting in the other side, it's hard not to put a foot in.
Yeah, of course.
But you don't want to get beaten, you want to stay on your feet, force them to their opposite foot or force them wide. So that would be my thing. Yeah.
Are you like, see, when I was like, well, obviously I'm naturally a striker.
Yeah.
Always loved to feel where the defender was.
Yeah.
Always like yeah. that way. That would determine my next.
The closer the defender is, the better it is yeah. the attacker.
Yeah. Do you like to give space, or do you like to get touch tight and then just sort of wrestle?
No, I'm usually one that gives them a bit of space, and then as soon as they get that touch, then I'm on them.
Yeah, yeah.
That way I can sort of be unpredictable.
Yeah.
But yeah. See, now all the players watching, they're going to know that too much.
Nah. Write your notes.
But when he's back. I think that you're right with that.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you've got the speed.
Yeah.
You can give him that extra yard. Because
yeah.
you know that you can make it up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then if you're touch tight, a smart striker is just going
to
roll you.
Especially
you know,
when you get into that senior level, they're just going to push me to the
100%.
Side. Like, yeah, I won't be able to go with it.
Yeah. It's interesting though, like, did you find strikers in Europe different to the way they play here? Obviously the quality is different, but
yeah.
supposedly approaching receiving a ball, like, did you have to think differently?
I had to be more on my toes. Like, their touch was so crisp. Like, in one touch they could do what a player here does in like two or three.
Yeah,
100%.
That was so quick.
Great point, man.
It's so funny. I suppose like you'd wait for a bad touch here,
yeah,
over
but
there it doesn't happen.
Barely, that doesn't happen.
And that's another thing, they can do an action, and I've noticed this so much since being back, obviously not at the higher level but just locally, but 14 like someone takes four touches to do something that a good player can do in one or two touches.
Agreed,
and 100%. It changes the whole picture of the game.
Yeah,
just that extra pass, the extra touch, man, and then it's gone.
And then it's gone.
That opportunity,
situation's
gone.
Gone.
It's
yeah.
unbelievable, like the little details that you see. Obviously, when you like with us, we look at things like that.
Yeah,
and then you look at it, you speak to someone, and you're like, "What did they do wrong?" And I'm like, "Man,
you're
not even on the same
you're
seeing the same picture here." But
it's
very interesting that you say that, because it's so true.
Yeah.
Again, being a centre back, well, the centre backs I've played with anyway, even the best ones, there's always a moment where you think, what the, what are you doing? You know, there's always a lapse in concentration, you know, OG somewhere. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it did happen last year in the grand final.
Oh,
it was the worst game for it to happen. It was 3-1 at the time. And then there's a long ball and my keeper's come out for it, and I've come out for it too to header it back to him.
Oh,
I've headed it past him.
Great.
And he sort of then kicked it into me.
Oh,
and then the player's just gone and scored. And this is to make it 3-2 in the grand final, and we're just like, oh, fuck.
Did you win the league?
We did win.
Nah,
yeah, but then the game was penalties in the end. But yeah, it was the worst game. We both just looked at each other like, what are you doing?
It's one of them moments, but I swear, like, you would have seen each other and you're like, but it was too late.
Yeah,
it was.
You would have known.
You can't
do
that.
Oh, man, that's the worst for you.
And I'm thinking, fuck, what a game to do it in the grand final.
If you won, though, people
won,
are talking about it. That's
true.
But I know that. Fuck. Oh, God.
Well, have you done some trip?
Not like that, but when you're watching it, I mean, we're not defenders, so we don't really put ourselves in that.
That's
why
I
don't
defend, but I can't get blamed.
The worst probably thing that I've done is like being on a post, and like you probably could have got in the way, but you didn't.
Or you pulled out.
No, as in like there's a shot coming in.
Hey, I'll
like,
point on mate. What's
no, not at all.
I'm joking.
No, don't worry. They know. I can't defend for shit, but it's probably one that I've...
Yeah.
What about you?
Me? Man, all right. Marking would be
marking.
If they make me mark, I'll be honest
marking.
With you, the only way I could mark, I'm being straight out honest, is if I grab him.
Yeah.
As shifty and make sure I don't get seen and I'd literally hold them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, man, marking on my joke. Like, man, I know, because, like, I'm just looking at the ball, like, a ball watch. It's no good. That's why I'm a postman.
Yeah,
so. Or stay on the edge of the box and just guard the edge of the box. Yeah, halfway. It's like, yeah, I'll stay up.
I hate marking. I prefer being in the zone. That way it comes in my zone, I clear it.
And the thing is, obviously, not being big like yourself.
Oh, yeah,
man,
I'm always in there.
I don't really. Yeah. I'm always expected. I don't feel like I'm going to be able to win a header anyway.
How do you not win a header?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm always the one who has to win it. Like, and if I miss it, it's like, what are you doing? You're 6'4".
Do you even have to jump? Or are you just
see, that's the thing. With being
probably
tall,
not.
You're expected to win on this. It's being short. Hey, I'm not going to hit it. You know, you're just hiding in the crowd.
Imagine him barking.
I can't do anything.
But you know. In Europe, I found anyway, especially in Italy, stuff like that, like marking in the box was...
Do you remember at training?
Oh, man. Like, do you have to get that close in? Because I don't know what it's like now. You know the NPL. Like, do you go zonal? Do you mark? Do you know what I
personally,
mean?
Personally, I don't like zonal.
Nah, me either.
Do you like zonal?
I don't know. I don't mind zonal, but I think you need to have two max in the zone, and then the rest of them man marking.
100%.
Yeah.
Because you see so many goals where the team's zonal and they're all just watching the ball
and they're all
goal.
Stood still and they're coming onto the ball.
That doesn't make any sense.
You're never gonna win the sort of
header. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I agree. But going back to that as well, like, I feel like in Italy, man, obviously England's would be different, but Italy's like the, let's say, the defending.
Yeah.
And I found like, that's another thing, you would probably see in this training with the seniors, how do you find from going like from the 21s to the seniors training, how the intensity and like, as in
speed.
We were training, I remember in Italy with the first team of Chieti, and man, it was like, these guys are stepping, covering our face like from a corner, marking like a training game. And it's like, because everyone wants to play on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants to play. And it's like, man, this level has to be every single training, because when the game comes, it's like how we train. Like, everyone's on it. And did you find that transition?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Even just with set pieces at the end, the coach will be practicing set pieces and they'll be defending, I'll be attacking. These guys are just holding me like that, and I can't get past it.
Proper,
and I'm thinking, Jesus, like,
what is this?
Yeah, I'm thinking, what are you doing? Just let me get through.
I think that's a big thing, like that kids or like younger players, everyone that goes up to that next level, you're like, shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, It's not a joke anymore. Like, everything's serious, man. Everything you do is for a reason. There's a purpose for everything. It's not just go through the motions.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I feel like a lot here, people just go through the motions.
Yeah.
Man. It's like, everything we do is, there's a reason.
Probably,
because on Sunday, on Saturday, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you got to make sure you're switched on.
Yeah, exactly.
The art of defending is are you an artist, or you just do you have like little things you do in the box?
You know, a few Chiellinis, you know.
Yeah, do you do something? Is it something cheeky or do you?
Nah, I don't. You know, I don't, because I started my career up the top of the field.
So you've got the attack.
So I've got that. Still, yeah. I'm more that the art of defending in the way where I'll try and get forward, maybe, and try and have a shot.
On the
way. nothing like that. I'm not that player. I wish I could do that. I like to always come in as a six sometimes when I see an attack, I don't haven't developed anything like that yet.
So, I think he's still a bit young.
Yeah,
he'll learn.
Man, I think the worst one that I ever like centre back.
What they did to you, or you?
The
did
worst thing that they've done to me.
Yeah.
In a corner, is he pulled my shorts down.
He pulled your shorts down.
Like, I got dacked.
Was he a frosh with his bloke?
No. It was in Italy. I got dacked.
Fuck me, man.
And it's like, no one's going to see. Everyone's watching the ball,
Was that, that's pretty
funny. And I'm like,
which club was he at?
Was
he at the time, though?
I think it might have been Chieti.
Because Chieti was fucked.
Yeah,
Chieti. The guy put his hands over my eyes, bro.
Yeah.
I was in the corner. He's fucked. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
It's not stepping bad on you.
And then, he's like, bro, I'm trying to move. I'm like,
See, that's a very
Italian
sort of,
it was one of those moments, like, you're like, fuck. Look, man, you got to wake up here, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're either going to be a little bitch about it, or be like, fuck you, I'm going to score here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's... Unfortunately, that's the way it is, man. That's life.
Yeah.
You know, you got to step up to those things and you sink or swim, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. If you had to pick one player, I guess who was your idol? Who do you look up to? Who's the man?
As a defender, I've always liked to look up to Varane.
Because
I look like Varane. Not just that. De Ligt as well. I like De Ligt. Van Dijk's always been a good player. I've never really looked up to him. But he's a player that I started watching recently.
Just he's not an EPL fanboy, lads, at all. Yeah.
Just his one-on-one defending, like the way he deals with some situations, just crazy. Yeah.
Just for a season, but anyway.
Yeah.
No, Varane, I think so.
Yeah, Varane,
he's a top player, man.
Yeah, it's funny, like that whole art of defending is stuck in my brain now because like it is an art. Do you know what I mean?
Chiellini proved that.
It's so overlooked, especially.
I feel like it's a bit forgotten now.
Yeah,
in Victoria.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's dying.
I feel 100%, and it's like it's almost like defenders are trying to become too like not elegant. I don't know what the word is. Too clean. 21st
century, yeah.
But it's like, man, you got to have that bit of nastiness and dirtiness about it. It's not nastiness. I don't mean like break legs, but the little bullshit, like, you know.
Not even that. I think like a centre back now has become like a six.
Yeah, it's more about, that's what I'm saying. It's more about playing than actually defending.
Yeah.
It's like, what can this guy do on the ball?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, man, your first job is to defend. Then worry about what you're going to do on the ball.
Exactly,
yeah.
So
I think like, I don't know, man, every time I'm, like when I play with defenders and obviously the centre backs, they get chirpy and stuff. Yeah, they love themselves, I'm not going to lie. But
next to a centre back.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. It's always like, have you heard that Maldini quote?
Yeah, the tackle one.
The tackle
one. I like to make a tackle, I've already
made a mistake.
I always bring that up whenever someone, did you see that tackle? I'm like, no, you already stuffed it. You know what Maldini said?
Yeah, you can't overdo Maldini. If Maldini said it, that's you get that.
It's already too late. Right. But if I was a defender, he's the man for me.
Maldini.
I reckon. Like, if I'm going to look up to anyone, as much as it hurts me to say it because I'm not a Milan fan, but Maldini's.
Then if you're going to say, like, fullbacks, you'd say Zanetti is one of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Longevity.
Yeah.
Playing through eras to these players.
Yeah.
Having dealt with, like, the Ronaldos of the time, then actually, like, you know what I mean? Because I feel like these type of defenders, what makes them so great is that they've gone through eras. So football's sort of developed and changed in those those times. And they've still been at the top.
Yeah.
They've been able to adapt their game. Because like, say, you've gone from R9 Ronaldo, you know? Mm. And then as like Aldini got older, you'll come out. Even Nesta was coming up against Messi, Ronaldo. Totally different way of doing things. More modern day, you know? And they could still, you know, I remember seeing videos of Nesta tackling Messi. But we got done like 4-1 that game in the Champions League.
Yeah,
but man, like the goal was still like late 30s. Yeah. Like, you know, putting in tackles, knowing where to go, you know, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I feel like, it's the way modern football's gone too, but even keepers.
Yeah.
You think of a keeper back in the day, who would have said they're looking at their feet, their technique? Like, especially even our scoring. He was like, don't pass back to the keeper. Or the keeper's going off. Now it's like, man, the keeper has to be able to play. It's part of their training, to pass the ball.
Yeah.
It shows you how football's evolved.
Yeah.
So I feel like the criteria to be a defender or a goalkeeper now is changing.
Mm.
But we'll see.
Quickly back to your injury.
Yeah.
Obviously, you just mentioned how long you post op?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. How was that going into an operation surgery? Was it your first surgery?
That's the first time I've been under the knife.
Yeah, what'd you reckon?
I was scared. I was on my own because, you know, they still have the restrictions. So I was like there for 2 hours, just sitting in the waiting room, sort of not knowing what to expect. And then when I started getting ready, I was sort of like shaking a bit. I was like, oh, this is a bit scary. And then you go into the theatre and it feels like 5 minutes later you're up in the room and you're like, well, did they even do anything? Best sleep of my life. Best sleep of my life. And then I woke up, I'm like, what the hell, did you actually do anything? Or did you fix it or not?
It is the weirdest feeling, man. Like, so that was me about 7 months ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man, I reckon, so I was shitting my pants for a while.
Yeah.
But then at some point, I don't know if it happened to you, at some point I'm like, nah, you know what? Like, let's just do this. Like, you just put that game face on.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite, bro. I'd rather get out of the way. Just put me to sleep. I don't know what happened. Then I wake up, it's done.
Yeah.
I hate the anticipation.
Yeah, that was
but
the worst
part. But you can't escape it. That's the thing.
Yeah, true.
Like, they get you in there, you know, you're going to get undressed.
That's the bullshit. And then, like, you go 15 different departments. Yeah. Put that hat on, do this, asking me 15 questions, mate. I'll go, I don't even know what that means. You know, just cut me open, do what you gotta do, and get me out of here.
They're asking me when I'm getting done. I'm like, I don't really
know.
Post up, yeah.
And you're all now walking.
Yeah, I'm walking now. I was only there on crutches for about 3 days.
Yeah, better, more quick you can get moving.
Yeah, I've just been following physios programs, stuff
so
like that.
So, what's on the agenda now? Like, what, a bit of rehab, then get back?
Yeah,
on the
so at the moment, we're strengthening in the gym this week and next week. The week after will be straight line running, and then hopefully after that it'll be back into the training, back into full training.
Good, man.
Well, hopefully we'll see you out there very soon.
I've just got flashbacks of my surgery.
Yeah, well, you started doing that. I saw your Instagram the other day.
What?
You're doing the lateral movements now.
That's now I'm all right. Yeah, but I'm saying back then, you know what the worst part was? You know, like when you're in that like waiting area, you're on the bed. Like,
they just
have to wheel you in.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, like, because before they wheel you in, there's all like surgeries.
Yeah.
All surgery.
You see people coming in and
out.
Man.
Yeah,
talking
about
action, yeah.
But you can hear what's going on, man. Like, I was hearing drills, hammering.
It's like a web zone, man, a construction site.
Yeah, people laughing. How cool. What the fuck?
When you got wheeled into your room, were you like awake? Because you know how sometimes they make you go onto the other bed?
Yeah, I had to go onto the other bed.
Did you see the screen and all that?
I did.
Mate, they had an 80-inch TV there. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll put the game on. Yeah. I was jaded up. I was like, man, this is like, and then like the silver bed. I thought I was in a movie or some shit. Then the gas mask comes on.
Yeah, the last thing I remember was, you know, when they move you onto the steel bench. They're like, oh, don't move. We're just going to move you. And I'd like tried to get up. And the surgeon cracked it at me. He's like, just stay still. Shut up!
Bro,
you're not the one here.
Hey, I'll just shut up, bro. He could stab you. His life is in your hand. Your life is in his hands.
He's leaving, bro. But yeah. Oh man, that was never again. Hopefully. Hopefully,
don't worry about that.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, I want to ask him because he's always bagged me. I'm gonna ask.
Shit.
Him.
What?
Favorite boot of all time.
Okay.
No. He was giving me shit, bro. What?
His favorite question.
So everyone, I'm gonna ask everyone.
Made in 2019. It was blue and white. It was the Nike Mercurial.
Blue and white.
It was light blue and it had a white tick.
Light blue.
Yeah, I wore. They're the ones I wore overseas. Good memories in them. 2019.
Are you getting it up?
White and blue Mercurial.
They're nice.
They've been my favorite.
James, we'll show the camera. Down. We'll show the camera.
I went overseas in them.
Yeah.
And
but yeah.
Chuck it up.
They've been my favorite. I still got them. I kept them.
You're still a vapor man? Mercurial man?
I can't wear them. Am I still a Mercurial
man? Yeah, you still wear them? Yeah.
No, I can't wear them. They're gone. But I still keep
them. Oh, yeah. Nah, what do you wear now? Which
still Mercurials, but black. I've got black now.
Oh, black. That's a centre back.
That's a question mark if you ask me.
What do you mean, bro? If a Chedby can wear the pink...
Have you seen the state of a Chedby? He's better than a Chedby.
You want me to wear Chedby?
Yeah, you can't be wearing...
He's got to wear Copa Mundial.
No, not that bad. Those boots are not made for anyone.
They actually like... I'm going to hurt a lot of people here, but they're a shit boot. Look, I wore them once. Oh, your foot moves in it. Maybe it's because I've got a narrow foot. But I don't know. They're not up to more.
Man, as soon as I see someone wearing them, you know how people say, oh, it's only the Clarksy players. Yeah. Bullshit.
It's the ones that can't even fucking first touch.
Exactly. You're just a hack. And you know everyone. Everyone says it, so you buy them. And they're terrible.
Yeah.
It's like wearing like...
What are you wearing these days? Me? You're a Mercurial man, right?
Nah, I got the new coppers. The proper coppers.
Oh, like the laceless
ones. The laceless ones.
You're back on them?
Yeah.
I thought you weren't wearing them anymore. You said they were stretching or something.
No, they don't last long, but for me,
you just
got to
keep
them good.
When you're on a contract, like, you can afford them, man.
Yeah. Nah, they were good. What about back in the day? Did you have a favorite pair?
Back in the day, I've always been a Mercurial man. I had Tiempos once, but they broke too quickly. So
it's
ever
leather,
since then,
man, it's a leather.
I stuck with, I stuck
I
with
feel like once you find that boot that fits,
yeah.
Man, it's just, that was the Hyper Venom for me, but then they got rid of it.
Yeah, they got rid of it.
Oh, I love the Hyper Venom,
Yeah.
Had heaps of those.
They were good.
I'm on the Puma bandwagon now.
Oh, yeah?
The Ultras, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
There you go, Ultras. They're nice.
Yeah. Do you are you one of those guys that has those like big fuck off shin guards with the
ankle
straps?
No. Growing up, I did until I was about 12, and I realized I was like, "What the fuck are these things?"
I'm gonna say because you're talking to blokes here that wear under 12 shin guards.
I've seen some of the players. They're like that big.
Remember the Ronald Dingo ones?
Oh man, nah. You know what? One of the boys in my team has smaller ones than that. They're literally you can put them on.
Your head. I hate them, man. I hate shin guards.
Have you seen Tony Cruz's shin pads?
Nah,
they're
nah,
like that big. They're like the size of an AirPods case.
Fuck yeah.
Look, you know what, man? If you're gonna get kicked,
I was literally gonna say that. I've been kicked in the. I'm sure we've all had.
Yeah.
Directly in the shin pad, like flush. I still take the shin pad off and I've got a ball there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fuck, what's the difference, mate? You know what I mean? If you're gonna cop it, you're gonna cop it.
Really. Yeah.
So yeah.
Low socks or high socks? Here we go.
This is not like me, but high socks. My high socks.
Are you sure you're not a winger?
He's a high. He's a winger. He's a attacker.
He's a wannabe. He wants to be. He wants to step
up. I love the high socks over the knees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've changed now. I like them low.
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm like, that's different from
that. Nah, because you know what? How it all started. So we're playing the Australia Cup.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was so hot, man.
Yeah.
I was literally like, you know, when your socks are that high, like just sweating through your legs. Yeah. I'm like, nah, this is a joke. And then like I played alright that game. And then like a very superstitious bit. Yeah, superstitious. I'm like, you know what, for this season, I'm going to try this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Didn't last long because I got almost my ankle broken after the next game. So maybe we'll go back to the long socks.
Low socks all day, Ben.
Low socks. Low socks.
Jack Grealish.
And baggy Jack shorts.
Jack Grealish? That's your idol, isn't it?
Not at all.
Big calves.
That's yeah, he actually, no, he does have big calves. So you are trying to beat Jack Grealish.
No, definitely not, man. I can't stand him.
Sponsored by Gucci too.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. He used to be good.
Do you take the?
No, just strap.
Oh, thanks. Not like
but no,
no headbands or nothing. Yeah.
No.
Well, I don't strap.
Bro, you're a fucking Ronaldo wannabe.
What are you talking about?
What socks? Can step overs.
When Ronaldo started back here. When also everyone wanted to be Ronaldo. To a phase.
Nah, I'll get him, bro.
Exactly. Huh?
I wanted to be fucking Matt Swanman from Central Coast.
You got a bit of Matt Swanman about you.
Yeah, all the timber after. No takers at all.
Terrible touch. But you play A-League for 500 games.
100%, man. Whole era.
Anything else before we wrap it up?
Nah, not really.
No? Do you want to have any last words?
No, just thank you for having me. I've had a good time.
No worries, man. Thanks for coming on.
That's all right, thank you.
Let's hope James puts a nice edit together for you.
We'll see.
Another band pedo buddy. Edit review.
Oh,
Jesus.
Did you say it? Yeah, bro. I'm not a pedo, but bro.
It's funny.
That was funny.
Yeah, well, it was pretty funny. I'll give it to you. But just make sure you put the boots up, the run. Otherwise, man.
We need to have a chat.
I'll come after you now, man.
We're going to have a chat, Jay.
Jobs
on the line. Jobs on the line.
Cut that shit out, yeah? Because, fuck, I don't know, these days, bro, 2023.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, be careful.
More than this pause the cut today. Don't cut that out. I want every fucking that
shit. All right, if you haven't already, make sure you follow us. Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, give us a like, drop a comment. Instagram, Cultural Club Official, and the Almost Made a Podcast. We've got a YouTube now, like Matt mentioned, so make sure you subscribe.
He'll be vlogging soon. He loves vlogs, so
yeah, maybe. He's do like behind the scenes or something.
He's a vlogger, man.
Vlogger. I'm not a vlogger. I'll give it a go, but anyway.
You're not a vlogger,
all right. Yeah, subscribe, like, follow. Anything else? Anything I'm forgetting? That's about it.
Nah, have a good day.
Have a good day. Have a great day.
Have a great Sunday. Sunday, we're filming.
When's this coming
go
out,
to
Jay?
Church. Today's God's day, alright?
That's it. Enjoy.
Ciao, guys.
We'll see you soon. See ya.